Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live and in studio.
By the way, let me just say, can I just say this? Ty Montgomery, of course, is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Our good buddy, number 88 of the Red Hot, two in a row. Oh, my God. New York Jets, Ty Montgomery. Hi, Ty.
How's it going?
What's happening, bro?
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah,
we're glad you're here.
We're thrilled you're here.
You surprised us with gifts.
Right.
And
he brings me a V8. Terry brought me a V8 because he thinks there's antioxidants in it because he knows I can't drink.
And the C and B vitamins.
C and B vitamins.
Oh, wow.
There you go. My wife will be all over that.
And you got me a Blue Moon, which happens to be my favorite beer.
Right.
I did some research.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Oh, my God.
I'm impressed, man.
Some research.
Now, the negative thing is I cannot partake while on the air.
Right.
Oh, really?
But as soon as this show is over,
knock it down.
I think.
Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Work here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. You're not on television. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
You do what you want to do.
So is it a coincidence that you came in with a 2-game winning streak, or was this like?
That's why you came in, right? Two in a row.
Yeah, two in a row.
Did you think I was going to be upset with you? I mean, why would I be? I mean, you know, first of all, it's actually nice to see Gaze actually put you in the damn game. I mean, come on. And it's unbelievable. Every time Ty has like a nice play, there's a penalty.
Did you notice? Every time.
It's unbelievable.
Every time.
Who was it? Jonathan Harrison or was Lewis?
It was Beecham, I think.
Beecham. Okay.
It was a bad call. I saw the play.
They're all bad calls.
Right. Bad call.
But even sometimes it's a penalty against the other team in which you're there was one, a third
right,
and
you got
one.
That first,
ran
third
for
one
first
got the
down.
First down. The short yard. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 5-yard penalty. Yeah, we'll take the penalty.
Right.
Ty gets no credit.
No stats. No stats for Ty. So what's been four straight games? Okay, one, two in a row, but four straight games where your opening drive has resulted in a touchdown. And Jets haven't done that since 1972. What's been the difference with that and in the offense in general?
We're starting to find a rhythm. And I think Sam's starting to get more comfortable with the offense. I think, you know, him getting the mono, and I think that maybe that kind of slowed him down a little bit. But he's getting the offense down, finding the rhythm, and I can see him having more comfortability managing the games. He's throwing the ball away. He's finding the open guys. When he scrambles, he's finding guys, and he's making the plays he always makes. You know, when he's outside the pocket, he's running when he needs to run, making the checks, seeing the hots, throwing the hots. Sam's doing a great job taking care of the football for us.
Is there anything different with the system? Because it sounds like Sam and Adam Gase actually had a meeting of the minds where Gase asked him, what are you comfortable with? So which is good communication on Adam Gase's part. But are you noticing a difference from that aspect over the last few weeks?
I guess so. I mean, I always see him communicating at practice. And Adam is definitely, I would say he's a player's coach. He's always asking guys, what do you want to do? What are you comfortable with? And always trying to meet in the middle of, okay, here's what I want to do as a head coach, but here's what my guys are comfortable with. And that's the vibe I get from Adam.
Was he aware that planes were being flown overhead over New York City saying that? Was he aware it is? Fire Adam Gase? Was he aware of that or not?
Honestly, I don't know, but Adam's the kind of guy that just...
He seems like a very weird guy, I got to tell you. Very weird.
I wouldn't say he's weird. He's just like, he doesn't care. Like, if it's not about what he's thinking about or what he's about, and right now he's about the New York Jets, he's about getting this organization where it needs to be, he doesn't care.
Right.
He's not
right,
even thinking right. about it. So I don't even know if it bothers him.
Hmm.
He does come across like a very strange guy.
Yes, he does.
That's for sure.
Very strange.
Here's what I'm curious about. You have been coached in the NFL by coaches that both Joe and I think most people think are elite coaches. Mike McCarthy, a guy we thought should have gotten the job to begin with.
No doubt.
And even John Harbaugh, who I think, you know, outside of Belichick, I'd consider putting him number two right now.
Could be.
How would you compare Gase to those two guys? Because those are two of the best. I mean, it's not like the bar is low with, I think, at least.
He's kind of like, I guess he's kind of like a mix. You know, Harbaugh is, he's got that, like, he's a great motivator. He's got the energy. He's a competitor. sometimes, like, when he's giving a pregame speech, he talks until he runs out of breath, and we're watching him, and we're like, just take a breath, man, take a breath. And he's just got that fire, right? And then you got Coach McCarthy. Like, he's also, like, he's a great motivator, but he's just a hard-nosed, get-to-the-grind, blue-collar, factory-working guy from Pittsburgh, just old-school football coach, hit him in the mouth, mm-hmm. I don't need to say anything else. And Adam's like a mix of that. But he's also young, so he's able to connect with the players. And, you know, I think he's got a bright future as a coach. I know he's very young as a coach.
Let's hope you're right.
And you know that we can't stand him, obviously.
I'm not confident, Ty. Yes. let's hope you're right, no doubt about that. We're talking to Ty Montgomery. He's in studio. It's great to have you here. But I told you my wife's a big fan. Did I tell you that?
Yeah,
she loves you.
You told me.
Oh, my God. She hears a mind. Like, I told you, she just texted me. She loves the guy. It's unbelievable. But anyway, the defense, the defense has played pretty well. I mean, you guys are a number one in the league against the run. You shut down Barkley 2 weeks ago. I know you're not playing on that side of the ball. But Greg Williams, you know, with all the injuries, you know, no Mosley, no Williamson, all these different guys that are out. You know, Leonard Williams is gone now, and, you know, fine. But, I mean, you know, Darrell Roberts is out. No Trumaine Johnson. Oh, he's stunk too. Yeah, I mean, the defense has played pretty well.
It's a culture that Coach Williams brought to this defense.
Mm-hmm.
We would see it as an offense and talk about it, even in walkthroughs. And, you know, Coach Williams is, you know, he's got this, just this, like, if you get knocked, as a defensive lineman, if you get knocked back, and the goal line, for example, if your feet are in the end zone, you're going to hell. Like, that's the, like...
Right, right.
Like, those are the types of things that he preaches to his guys, to, like, let his guys know how serious this is. Even in the walkthrough, always be moving faster than the offense. At one point, we had to separate the offense and the defense because it just, the walkthrough ended up becoming a practice.
Oh, really? What, you had a fight or something going?
No, well, it's just the culture of the defense that Coach Williams sets. It's like, always go faster than the offense. Always be more aggressive than the offense. Always be more violent than the offense. And we're like, bro, it's a walkthrough.
right.
As long as he's not putting bounties on anybody, it's okay.
Right, well.
We know that. Maybe I'm remembering this wrong, and maybe I'm just looking to give you credit. I thought you almost forced a fumble on that last possession of the first half. Were you the guy who knocked that ball loose?
I don't know. It happened so fast. Right. I know I was the first one to get to
him. I know you didn't recover it.
No.
You know, the ball was on the ground. I got it because this bothers me. The ball's on the ground three damn times in this game, and they recovered them all. I just got to say that. This bothers me.
They got lucky.
Although Wesco had a big recovery on that.
Oh, yeah.
When Sam had a fumble, Wesco jumped on it.
Yeah.
That was a big. He makes a nice play every game.
So you can't tell if it was your hand that kind of knocked the ball loose? It looked that way on TV.
I know when I first got to him, I tried to grab onto him with one hand and, like, rip the ball with the other, and he tried to fall forward, and I had his jersey and I put my hand in there. I just remember the ball coming out, but I know another one of my teammates, you know, Bello, I believe, like, you know, he got a hand in there too, so I would love to take credit for it.
We'll give it to you.
I'd love that forced fumble.
Do you like playing specials? You enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Like, special teams is all about effort, just playing fast, and I'm always trying to find a way to get the ball out on kickoff. You know, I'm not really thinking about the big hit. You know, I guess sometimes I am, but most of the time, especially on kickoff, personally being a returner, I know what it's like when you give the ball up and, you know, you fumble the ball and you give the ball to the offense, you know, back to the other team's offense, and I'm trying to find a way to get the ball out. Punt return, I'm trying to block punts. I blocked two in my career. Punt, you know, same thing. You know, if I ever get out there and punt, kick return, I'm trying to take, you know, kicks back to the house, you know, whenever I get the opportunity. So
As long as the flag isn't called.
Yeah, well, we got one in this game.
Yes.
I mean, you know, one that went our way, too. They helped us get a touchdown from them.
Yeah. Yep.
But then later on in the game, I guess it was the first drive of the second half, and I forget who roughed the punter. I'm like, come on, you're up by 17 points. Don't be going after the punter.
Yeah.
I forget who
it was. It happened.
No, I know.
Playing fast.
Stopped him anyway. But. Now, the interception Sam threw, and we got Ty Montgomery in studio with us. The interception Sam threw, it looked like he was throwing a ball to you. You're telling me that he was throwing a ball away there.
Yeah.
So if he's doing that, why the hell are you throwing it in the middle of the field if you're throwing a ball away?
Honestly,
did you ask him?
I don't know. You know, we talked about it after the game, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, I was trying to throw that ball away. I thought I saw an opening, and then I guess he kind of just got caught in between. You know, right as he's about to dirt the ball, he might have saw an opening where he thought he could get it to me, and then it closed, and then it just maybe just kind of just got caught midway in between.
This is the second time I've heard Sam say he's trying to throw the ball away, and he throws a pick out of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like
he's
trying to throw the ball away.
Well, it wasn't as bad as the one in Miami.
No, that one was far worse.
Right, right.
Maybe it's easier said than done, but usually when I'm thinking he wants to throw the ball away, you throw the ball away. Like, you don't throw it to the other team. But other than that one play, he was great in this game.
He was really,
really encouraging. Yeah.
He's really playing well. He's really starting to play well. He really is.
Yeah, he's out there making some great throws on the run. The touchdown to Robbie, touchdown to Jameson, finding Ryan, you know, on the scramble. Dan Brown, I think Dan said this was his first target.
Yeah,
this year.
I couldn't believe. I'm like, this guy catches a touchdown pass to start the game. I'm like, who is this guy? I thought it was Eric Decker from a couple of years ago.
I was confused too.
87. Who is this guy?
Did you honestly, Ty? Did you know who he was?
Dan?
Yeah. You know who he was? You weren't like, who the hell is this guy catching a touchdown?
No. Like, I think I told you guys, I try to hang out with all my teammates.
You're a good man.
I try to know everybody's name. If I don't know someone's name,
you go up to him.
I make it a point to make sure I know who this guy is. Like, this is my teammate. But interesting about Dan is I'm surprised this is his first target, because Dan has some of the great, like some of the best hands on
really?
His team. Like, Dan catches everything. Dan's always open. So, you know.
Gotta keep an eye on that.
Yeah. We'll hope we see more.
Dan Brown's a guy to watch for sure.
You know, another guy that's all of it's come out of nowhere and actually has played pretty well is this Bless Austin at corner. I mean, he actually looks like a professional cornerback.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think he's been out of football for 2 years.
I think a couple knee surgeries he had.
Yeah.
Supposedly he was a first round talent. Supposedly.
Well, he's got it. Yeah, he's got it. He shows up every day in practice, works his tail off. And the best thing, one of the best things I love about him is he has a mentality. He has the confidence. And it's that perfect amount of confidence where it's not arrogance, but he's so confident in his abilities and what he can do. I mean, coming off of not playing football for 2 years, sometimes you might see a guy be a little unsure about what he can do. I remember being in the training room with him while he was, you know, he still wasn't cleared yet. And he's like, yo, I'm telling you, I'm good at this. Like, I really do this football stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I can't wait to see.
Right.
And
he's been good.
He's just
he really has.
Kept that mentality.
He has.
Yeah, he's a good football player.
Now, I know it's your off day. You want to stick around for another segment?
You
or are you busy?
Stay for another
what
segment.
You
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You going to stick around?
We got to talk about this flat tire you got.
Of course.
Yeah,
now, you didn't drive here yourself, did you?
No.
Smart.
Uber.
Yeah. You don't want to drive into Manhattan by yourself. It's a pain in the rear end.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. We're in studio with a good buddy, Ty Montgomery, of the Red Hot, 2 wins in a row. New York Jets looking to make it 3 in a row against the Raiders. Coming in on Sunday, the Raiders, who are playing very well right now, they're only a half game out in the AFC West. How about this game coming up against the Raiders Sunday? Your thoughts?
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good test for us. You know, winning 2 in a row. I think it's going to help us stay grounded, knowing that we're about to play a good football team right now. We're going to put our nose to the grind, you know, on Wednesday and tomorrow. And we're going to go out there and try to get this win against the Raiders at home.
Did Sunday feel like a home game? Because it felt like there was a ton of Jet fans there.
It did, actually. Yeah, it kind of did feel like a home game.
Yeah?
I couldn't tell if that's because Jets fans were, like, excited that, like, we're actually about to win 2 games in a row. So,
yes.
You know,
part of that.
I think part of it is that the Redskins are just so bad that their fans are just not going to the games.
Yeah, that is.
I think that's a big part of it, you know?
Yeah.
They are brutal, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Wow.
Proximity, you know, it's right. not a bad trip to go down
drive.
There.
Yeah.
It's exciting
right.
to go down to it. You know, we've done it before, Joe, and I go into the opposing stadium. Like, there's something kind of cool about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, obviously, you guys kick their asses. So it's easier to get louder when, you know, you're beating the other team up.
It felt great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, let me tell you right now, get ready for a plenty of Raider fans this week, because it's going to be, I don't know, you know, maybe it won't be as bad because you guys have won a couple games in a row now.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the fan base is a little, you know, a little bit, feeling a little better about things.
I hope so. Good.
Well, I am.
All that positive energy.
Well, let me tell you right now, I am the king of negativity.
Season.
You know. I am Mr. Negative when it comes to, really all my teams, but certainly the Jets. And I actually feel pretty good right now. I mean, I like the direction of where the team is going right now. Now, I'll say that. It looks better.
I'm very glad to hear you say that.
Are you, though? Because the last time he was positive was the New England game.
Right.
In fairness.
Yeah. That is
what
very
am I
true.
Saying? I'm
you
not
know,
predicting
I'm
going
to
win.
Go back to being negative.
You want me to be negative?
Yeah. Go back to being negative.
All right. Is that what you want me to be? No, but I think this is a game you guys, you're playing well right now. And, you know, why not? I mean, you beat the Cowboys at home, and why not beat this team at home? You know, that's the way I look at it.
That's a great question. Why not?
Right.
I love that.
But there'll be a lot of Raider fans there. You can take that to the bank.
Well, you know what? If you beat them, though, it shuts them up.
I mean, right. That's what it does.
What's able to make a fan base loud is what you guys did to the Redskins. If the Raiders are shutting out the Jets, then, yeah, the black hole will be real loud. The black hole Meadowlands edition.
The Raiders. You know.
The Raiders.
There'll be a lot of that. Oh, they'll be there.
Did you grow up hating the Raiders, or did you not even care about them as a Texan?
I didn't really – just as a Texan, I guess I didn't really think about them too much. But actually, you know, while I was at Stanford, my cousin Catherine, she's a big Raiders fan.
Right.
And one of her really good friends, sorority sisters, she's a 49er.
She go to Stanford too?
She did not go to Stanford. Okay. No, she didn't go to Stanford. But, you know, she's a Raiders fan, so I'm surprised she didn't want to come out to this game.
Mm. Yeah. Where she live in, Texas?
No, Northern California.
Oh, Northern California.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
Yeah. They'll be in Vegas. What, next year is
Vegas,
right?
Next year. Year one of Vegas.
How about that?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I'd hate to be the head coach of that team.
Yeah. You think that's going to be an issue?
Curfew, 8 o'clock.
You think so? You really think so?
I don't know. I mean, that's just like, I mean, that's just what I think.
You,
like,
that could be here. I mean, you know, New York, you know, you can go all night too. What's the difference?
It could be. I'm just naive. I've never been to Vegas.
Never?
Never been to Vegas.
Really?
Really.
Well, but think about it. If you're not gambling, why would you go to Vegas?
Right, right.
I mean, I know they've tried
play
to
golf.
Make it.
You play golf?
Play a lot of golf.
You do?
Yeah.
We got to play golf, me and you.
Let's do it.
Are you good? Are you good?
He's got to be good.
I'm decent. I don't want to say I'm good and then I go out there and shoot 100, but I don't want to say I'm bad and then go out there and shoot 85.
Well, let me just tell you this.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
let me
just
tell you this. When I'm playing well, I'm shooting like 95 if I'm playing well. 90.
Okay.
That's a real good day for me. Okay.
Okay.
Just to let you know that.
I'll say if I'm playing well, I'm shooting low 80s. I'm shooting mid to low 80s.
Okay.
If I'm playing
so
well.
You're pretty, that's pretty decent.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent.
When did you start playing golf?
About 3 years ago.
Did you? So you picked it
you're
up
only
recently?
Only playing 3 years.
And you're that good?
He's already?
Yeah, I just picked it up and just.
Wow. See, when these guys are athletes,
I know.
You're an athlete.
No, you're right.
It's a different story.
Did you play? You had to have played other sports, right, in high school?
Football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, and track.
So you played everything.
Played everything, yeah.
Wow.
I had to. Actually, my mom, she made me read a book on Jim Brown. You know, he played lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was a great lacrosse player at Syracuse.
And so I really tried to run track. That's what everyone in Texas was doing, was running track and playing football. So I felt like I was behind the eight ball. And my mom, she would just look at me and she would tell me, she'd be like, you're too good of an athlete to run straight. You need to play multiple sports.
Mm.
You need to be an athlete. That's what you need to be. You need to stop trying to be like everybody else.
Mm. Right.
And I need you to be an athlete. And that's what I did.
Was football your favorite by far, or was there another sport?
By far.
Oh, okay.
By far. I knew when I was 7 years old, I was going to the NFL. Mm. I just knew it. I told my mom, I want to start playing football when I turn 7. I don't know why I had to wait till I was 7, but I told her, when I turn 7, I want to play football. And I told everyone, I'm going to the NFL.
When you played at Stanford, who's the coach? Willingham?
David Shaw.
David Shaw. That's right. Right.
Would you – this is such a popular question. I remember President Obama opined on it. I've thought about it with a 3-year-old. Would you want your son to play football 10 years from now, 15 years from now?
You're
thinking about it.
I would be okay with it, but I'm not putting a ball in his hand. I haven't.
So it's got to be his call, basically.
Mm. It's going to be his call. If that's what he wants to do – and honestly, right now, he loves football. He can't really say it. You know, he's more like football. Like, that's
right.
How he says
right.
it. But,
right.
like, he sees it on TV – and he is pointing it out. He loves it. He loves watching dad play. You know, he loves sports. His mom's an athlete, too. She plays soccer. She played lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I imagine he's going to end up in sports.
Yeah.
For sure. He's going to end up playing football. I'm going to put him in gymnastics. I think it's great for his body, his functional movement. But I wasn't one of those parents that put a football in his hand the moment I could.
Right.
I actually tried not to, and he gravitated toward it.
Wow, yeah.
Now are you looking – because I said this to you off the air. Again, we got Ty Montgomery in studio with us. Are you looking to do TV? I mean, because you got all the attributes to do it. I mean, you see all these guys. I mean, there's a million former players now that are, you know, doing some form of TV now. Well, you know, whether it's the pregame show, postgame show, whatever it may be. You thinking about that at all?
I've thought about it. I think it's something that I would be willing to do. I worry about the travel. I see guys traveling a lot.
So you really don't want to travel too much, is what you're saying?
No, I feel like I've spent so much time traveling.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Right, right.
Do it now.
Right.
I mean, even just in college, right? And grew up in Texas.
Sure.
Born in Mississippi, grew up in Texas. Went to school in Northern California, traveling every weekend, and then I end up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, traveling all the time. And I end up, you know, in Baltimore the last. You know, 6 games the last season, and now I'm in New York, so I'm just always traveling.
Right.
So I really want to take a break, but
where do you want to live? You want to stay in Texas?
Yeah, I want to go back to Texas.
No, I don't blame you. Get nice weather down there. It's a lot better than Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Baltimore, New York. A lot of good golf courses, too.
A lot of good golf courses, yeah. But honestly, I love New York. I could see myself being out here. There's just so much opportunity, so much experience, so much culture, diversity. Actually, for the first time, I've never heard of a chopped cheese, right? So I ended
up... Of a what?
A chopped cheese. Chopped cheese. Apparently, it's this thing in Staten Island.
Okay.
And I heard about this chopped cheese, so I took a trip to Staten
Island. You went to Staten Island,
Wow. Staten Island.
It's not that far from Florham Park, so.
No, Joe, no one goes to Staten Island.
Well, I mean, Ira.
For what? He lives there.
I understand.
I mean, it's a difference.
Right. Ira's probably listening right now.
This area, I'm going to sound like a travel agent, but this area is the best because you can live in the suburbs, you can live in the city, you can live near a farm. You can live near anything, and it's
See, that's what I need, a farm. I need
you want
some
a farm?
Land. Yeah, being from Texas, I need some land.
You can find it, man.
I don't really know much about the gun laws out here. See, that's the thing.
You have a gun?
Being from Texas, I got plenty of them.
I got it.
Yeah. Well, you can have guns here. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a change yet with that.
A little constrictor here,
yeah, right, right. Well, I know you can carry it around with you, but... Yeah.
Just don't bring it to a club and put it in your sweatpants.
Well, Bloomberg's not the mayor anymore. I don't think de Blasio cares.
I think he cares, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know he does. I know he does.
Now, New York does have it all. What is your opinion? You know, because this would be a question if you were on TV, and I'm very curious, as a player, what do you think of Myles Garrett? What would you do?
Yeah.
Would you throw this guy? I mean, he's going to miss the rest of the year. How hard would you come down on him?
You know, obviously, something's going to have to be done. You know, that's because there's a lot of people that watch this game, so you have to set a precedent. But he's a really good football player, and he's a great guy. You know, it's not like he has a bad rap sheet. You know what I mean? Like, emotions run high. We see players fight all the time. We see things happen all the time.
He's kind of a dirty player. He's a little bit.
I mean, he
kind of cheap shot at Trevor Siemian a little bit in week two, a little bit.
Oh. Well.
I'm just saying. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not a good guy, though. I mean, on the field, he's a different
guy. All we've heard about him is that he's a great guy off the field, and that's fantastic, except I agree with Joe. I've seen numerous occasions where I think he's a dirty player. Doesn't mean he's a terrible human being.
No.
But on the field, he's come across, a little dirty.
Well, then, you know, that could also be an argument in itself, right? Dirty could be subjective. You know what I mean?
You can't be hitting the guys over the head with their helmet.
Yeah, that part's not true.
You
can't do that.
You can't be doing that, but there's always two sides of every story. We don't know exactly what he was feeling in the moment. We don't know if something was said. We don't know if something happened. We don't know anything. But all we know is that that's what he did. And
what's the worst thing that was said or done to you at the bottom of a pile?
Honestly, I don't really get too many bad things that are said to me.
You're a good dude.
I'm usually pretty even keeled, and anytime I'm talking trash, it's usually pretty funny, and I'm laughing when I do it. So I don't think anyone takes me seriously. I think one time one guy really tried to say something really mean to me, and I don't even remember what it was.
You remember who it was?
It was against the Cowboys. I remember that.
Was this game this year?
No, not this year. It was a playoff game when I was playing running backs.
With the Packers.
Yeah, with the Packers. Yeah, I mean, it was a playoff game, and he tried to say something to me, and I just kind of smiled at him and laughed, and I was like, I'm going to pray for you. I just found it funny. And I was like, I'm going to pray for you, bro. And he just started laughing. So I don't even think guys can take me seriously.
did you ever get a point on the field where you got so ticked off that you ready to belt somebody? Have you ever been that close ever?
I've been close. Yeah, I've been close. But a lot of times I'm not perfect by any means. You know, I'm a human like everybody else. I'm not perfect, but a lot of times I'm constantly thinking about how my actions affect those around me.
Right, right.
So, a lot of times there's times where I want to do something or I want to say something, but I don't want to cost my team 15 yards. That is at the forefront of my mind is a 15-yard penalty. We're in the red zone. We're about to score. We've been struggling. We don't need a 15-yard penalty because I decided to do something that I didn't have to do.
Right, right.
No, you're right about that. You're right. You're right, especially with this team. You know, because we'd be crushing you on the radio the next day. Yeah. What's Ty doing? 50-yard penalty.
We haven't crushed Ty yet.
No, not yet.
We haven't done that.
Hey, we really appreciate you coming in, man. It was
tremendous.
Great finally meeting you.
Great having you. You're a hell of a guy.
Thank you.
And like I said, I told you this off the air. 5-game winning streak into Baltimore. That's what I want to see.
I love
it. It's not out of the realm.
It's not out of the realm. Let's just get the three
first.
Yeah,
no, all right.
Let's
get the three good first. Thank you for
good with three.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the VA, bro.
Of course.
Who's better than you?
Nobody. The great Ty Montgomery.
Oh my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.